This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Nalik, N-A-H-L-I-K, on I-V-A-N. The date of birth, 2-1-48, date of evaluation, May 18, 2023. Patient's first name, once again, is Ivan, I-V-A-N, last name, Nalik, N-A-H-L-I-K. The chief complaint, 75-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left fourth toe amputation. The HBI, the patient reports dropping a pump on his big toe, period. He had subsequently developed an infection, period. He required amputation of the left second toe, period. He has had ongoing progressive infection of the left fourth toe, period. He has had 6 weeks off antibiotic, period. He otherwise reports easy bruising, period. The past medical history, one, osteomyelitis, next number, peptic ulcer disease, next number, anemia, next number, PAD. Past surgical history, left second toe, period. Next number, status post-stent of the left lower extremity. Medication, Xarelto, 10 milligrams daily, enteric with aspirin, 81 milligrams via daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father with CVA at age 43. He further had a history of diabetes. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems. Genitally urinary, he has frequency of urination. Hematologic, he has easy bruising, easy bleeding, period. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 160/77, pulse 54, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches. Weight is 203 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Extremities reveal 2+ pitting edema. The impression, this 75-year-old male scheduled for surgery has findings of significant ecchymosis, next number edema, and uncontrolled hypertension, period. He requires echo prior to clearance, period. In addition, given his uncontrolled blood pressure and significant edema, I would start him on furosemide 40 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents BID. He is to continue Xarelto for now, but if he has ongoing symptoms of ecchymosis, considered decreasing dose, period. I will see him in 2-4 weeks. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.